Welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome you all to my live call-in radio show where we just talk astrology. Tonight, we're going to be talking about some great transits that we're in the midst of experiencing right now. In fact, absolutely right now. If you look up in the sky tonight, and if you're in the right time zone, you can see the full moon eclipse in the sign of Virgo. It culminates tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right in the midst of this radio show. If all I'm here to do is get you excited about this transit, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You're living here in a living, live universe, and there's nothing more exciting about that. I know so many people want to know, you know, what they're here to do. What am I here to do? What am I here to experience? Well, you know what? Don't let any of these moments pass you by, okay, because we're coming into some very exciting transits, and we're going to talk all about them. If you want to know how this full moon eclipse is going to affect you, give us a call tonight, 888-345-3025 in the U.S. and Canada, or 740-994-0101. You are listening tonight to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Call me at 888-345-3025 or 740-994-0101 to speak to me directly, Terry Nazon. If the line's busy, just dial again. I know last week we did have a few problems, but I hope tonight we got them all cleared up. Again, we're talking tonight about this unfolding full moon eclipse. We're all a part of this dynamic, creative process that is unfolding daily and nightly, and that's very exciting. So why is this full moon eclipse so important? It all began this month with the new moon eclipse in the sign of Aquarius, the sign of the water bearer. The sign of Aquarius, it lets us transcend social lines, state of consciousness, and limitations. Aquarius rules friends, exes, community, mentors, VIPs, corporate profits, just to mention a few things. Aquarius takes from the past. Because remember, Aquarius used to be ruled by the karmic planet Saturn, which rules Capricorn. And now that Uranus rules Aquarius, the sign still carries on its traits from Saturn. It never forgot that Saturn was its ruler. Okay, so it still very much carries on the traits of Capricorn and is still very much associated, should be associated with the sign of Saturn also. Okay, so remembering that, Aquarius never forgets the past. Aquarius, while different than Capricorns, are somewhat similar because they both share the same ruler. So the sign of Aquarius can bring back the past suddenly and unexpectedly, or people back from the past unexpectedly. The full moon eclipse first trines, the full moon eclipse tonight in the sign of Virgo, first trines the regenerative planet of Pluto, which right now you know is in Capricorn, strengthening its association with the sign of Capricorn and the planet Saturn, which it will conjoin tomorrow. So it's between trining Pluto and Capricorn and conjoining its forgotten ruler of old, Saturn. So this eclipse is great for getting back what you thought was lost, all right? It's regenerative, it's grounded, yet a little nervous, but strong. Where does this full moon eclipse happen in your life? Call in now and let's take a look. 888-345-3025 or 740-994-0101. Don't let the moment pass you by. 888-345-3025, 740-994-0101. I never want you to take those stars up in the sky for granted. And when you find yourself standing there tonight looking up at the full moon and all the stars above you, you're going to think about everything that we have just said about this wonderful full moon eclipse. It's strong. It's powerful. It's going to bring something into your life or something back to your life. And all of these transits work together. So we have the new moon eclipse that started in the month of February, the new moon eclipse in the sign of Aquarius, which is talking about things from the past. It's also talking about being a little bit detached, not worrying so much. But the full moon eclipse in the sign of Virgo, worries. Virgos are notorious for worrying, okay? So hopefully it could be a little bit more relaxed and self-reliant and comfortable because it does trine Pluto, and it is a more comfortable full moon, okay? So I hope you're getting excited about this full moon here tonight, and because, you know, I always say there's nothing more organic, more natural. You can't eat whole foods and not not worry about the planets up in the sky, because there's just nothing more organic and more real than that. So if you just take a little peek outside tonight, outside your window, you're sure to see that beautiful full moon that's supposed to turn a beautiful crimson, possibly even a little bit of a turquoise hue, I hear. All right? So this is all going to do great things for bringing back, because both the sign of Aquarius and the sign of Virgo have the energy of bringing back. Aquarius never likes to let go of people, places, situations from the past. They can be a little bit absent-minded, but they do have very good memories. The sign of Virgo also has an energy of not letting go of people, places, and things from the past. They always go through their little black book and see what's going on there. So we have some major transits here tonight, and that also are going to coincide with some other planetary energy. We have Mercury right now in the sign of Aquarius, although it's still in its shadow. We have Mars in the sign of Gemini, another air sign, in its shadow. Both these two personal planets are retracing their own footsteps. Mars and Gemini won't be in any new degrees until April, and this retracing goes back all the way to September. I want to take a little moment here just to remind you, give us a call, 888-345-3025 and 740-994-0101. And we have Lisa from Michigan. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, darling?
Good. Good.
Give me your date of birth.
Oh, March 6, 1963.
1963?
Correct.
Okay. And did you get to see that eclipse in there up there in Michigan?
Yes, I did.
How many hours behind are you from us?
Well, right now it's like 10:05.
Oh, it's like 10. Oh, so you're in the same time zone.
Yes.
Okay, so is it a clear day there in Michigan?
It was cloudy, but it was clear earlier. So.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a secret about this full moon eclipse. Make three wishes.
Okay.
Okay. And because from this new moon eclipse to the full moon eclipse, we had the power to grant us three wishes or to bring back things from the past. Okay. So nothing is really lost here. If you thought anything was lost, I know a lot of people from when Saturn was transiting the sign of Leo thought maybe that they had lost things. Okay. Or that it was, difficult. So now we have these aspects that are coming up now that are in 2008 giving back. So you're 3663, and I know you want to know, how does this full moon eclipse hit you, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, you are a 3663. You're a Pisces, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you're a little bit of a late degree. You're 15-degree Pisces. So you don't get the, you're not, it's not exactly hitting any one of your planets. What it is doing, it's hitting your Uranus almost to an exact. Your Uranus is at 2 degrees Virgo. This full moon eclipse is at 1 degree Virgo. So this could bring some sudden and unique changes possibly to your work environment, Lisa. Are you looking for a new job?
Well, I've been doing some other little changes around it.
Okay, so you have been changing little bit by little
bit
your job. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Because even I see here the sign of Mercury in Aquarius is going to be bringing up more changes to your job situation also. All right, so I think that within 3 months, I'm thinking that you're looking at either a different position at your job, all good, nothing bad, and I think that you have every chance here of finding favor with your bosses to get more recognition and to get noticed.
Okay.
All right. So I feel it's positive changes for you. I think that were you in the past year like overlooked for a promotion, or did you feel like you didn't get an opportunity?
I don't think so. I feel more, right now, I feel like I'm more appreciated, shall I say.
All right. So definitely you're going to be much more appreciated throughout 2008, and I would say probably everybody's friend at work, all right? But the problem is that make sure that you're compensated for all the extra work that you do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You have a good night.
I will, darling. We love you. You know we do. That's Lisa. She's been a client for a very long time, known her for years and years and years. And again, tonight we're talking about this full moon eclipse. And you can give us a call if you want to know how this full moon eclipse is going to affect you and your chart. Pull out your natal birth charts, and if you don't have them, go to my website, because you know we give them away free at www.terrynazon.com, where you can get your free horoscopes, your free natal birth charts, our free monthly newsletter, and you can also find out how you can connect with me for a personal consultation or reading at www.terrynazon.com. And tonight we are talking in detail about this full moon eclipse in the sign of Virgo that culminates tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope that you have clear weather, that you can see it from where you are tonight. And the whole mystic thing is that you can say three wishes that you would like, and hopefully that they're going to be answered, all right? But the entire period from the new moon to the full moon is always a period when you can say your prayers, and hopefully they're supposed to be answered. Now, what makes this full moon eclipse in Virgo so potent is the power behind it. So it definitely has a grounded energy, an earth energy, because it trines the planet Pluto in Capricorn, and then it's going to conjoin the planet Saturn. So it's a very grounded, very intense energy that if you don't know what's going on, you can always feel a little nervous by the Virgo energy. That's why it's important to know what this energy is that you're feeling. And we have Michelle from Georgia. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm fine. And give me your date of birth.
7/19/57.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Trying to see what this eclipse has coming for me. I'm in a waiting mode here.
Can you see it in Georgia?
Yes, I can.
And is it beautiful?
Yes, it is.
I know in Florida it's just as big and bright and gorgeous, although we do have a few clouds here, we can still see it. So let's see. You are a Cancer, 7/19/57, and let's see how this is going to be affecting your life, all right? If there's anything here that it touches off, and you know, for an aspect like this to have an impact on you, it has to kind of conjoin one of your natal planets. Okay, so that's what we're looking at, and either the new moon will or the full moon. I see in here that the new moon actually sextiled your moon, giving you some opportunities for possibly emotional stability. It opposed your Venus. So again, this is talking about a longing, an emotional longing, and that you're looking for emotional satisfaction. And did you have an argument or fight with a loved one?
No, I didn't.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because the new moon actually opposed both your Venus and your Mars, and that's really talking about love, all right? And I know you said that you're waiting for something to happen. So,
job-wise?
Okay.
Yes.
And money-wise? All right. So the new moon eclipse was actually favorable for your job because it did oppose your Mars. And that says that within a short period of time after that new moon that you could have two opportunities, maybe even three opportunities for jobs. Did you get any calls, or did you go on any interviews?
I've been on calls.
You've been on some calls?
Some calls, yes, but nothing concrete yet.
Nothing concrete yet. Okay. Now, what I was going to get into in the later part of my radio show, but I'm glad that your chart lends itself to what I was going to talk about. There's no way to divest ourselves of the moon without talking about the lunar nodes. And what makes an eclipse is that it comes, almost conjoins the lunar nodes, okay? And I know you've probably had a little bit of difficulty with your job for a while now, correct?
Yes, yes.
Because
no
this
job.
All this more than a year, correct?
Everything was fine last year, but I lost my job in August.
In August. Okay, exactly. So this time period, I keep telling everybody that this all goes back to that September-August time period. So I feel that you are going to get a permanent position, and it's going to be when the north and south node actually get to 21 degrees, which will be probably a little bit over, you know, the summertime. But I do see that there is something around you right now. Are you working now for someone?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
All right. So I feel that there is something coming up quite soon for you. And I would have to say it looks to me like it could be within, I would say, a week to 10 days. All right, and I would say whatever it is, I think you should take it because I feel it'll turn into a permanent full-time position within 3 to 4 months after that period.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Good luck.
Bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have Christina on the line. Hi, Christina. You're speaking to me, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. How are you?
And what's your date of birth?
February 13th, 1954.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like to know how the eclipse is going to hit me.
And you're in Florida, so are you having clear weather where you are in Florida?
Yep.
And can you see that eclipse?
No, I can't see anything really from where I am.
Oh, girl, get up on the roof. All right. So you are in Aquarius, so you could have felt a good, nice whoosh of energy coming in here with that new moon eclipse, you know, back 2 weeks ago. And I see the full moon eclipse it kind of squares with your Mars. So what I would say to it, it would lend itself to a decision about a job, a decision about health or you know, like diet or health. All right, maybe getting more active or something. And it might just make your life more hectic. So have you noticed just a more hectic pace coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. So because the full moon is squaring your Mars along with Saturn, it looks to me like you're just in a very hectic time period that just is not going to stop anytime soon.
No.
I think it's going to go right through the summer.
Oh, my.
All right? So
yes.
It's going to be good for money, all right? But, you know, I think it's just going to keep you going from one thing right to another. You just no time to slow down here.
Right. Well, I'm going to school, and I don't finish school until the end of June.
Yeah. All right. And so you're going to be like a rooster with his head cut off until the end of June.
Yeah.
It's just going to be busy, 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 busy.
Okay.
But you'll do it. You'll do it.
Good.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology, and we have the wonderful opportunity this evening of doing our radio show during this beautiful full moon eclipse in the sign of Virgo. We know how important eclipses are because they do change our lives. So don't let this moment pass you by. Three wishes, say your prayers, put your intentions out there quickly. And we have Tom from Maine. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Terry. Are you enjoying this eclipse as we are?
It is gorgeous. It is big and bright, and I'm hoping even after the show to just get another look at it. I'm loving it. How about you? How is it looking up there?
Oh, it looks beautiful right outside our window. That's
good. And it culminates at 10:30, and you know you have 15 minutes to put your wishes and your intentions out there. But if you were following along with the radio shows, you would have been doing that since the new moon eclipse.
We already did.
Good. What's your date of birth?
1/27.
What year?
59.
All right. And how can I help you this evening?
I'd like to know what this eclipse has in store for me.
Very good. Okay, so let's take a look here and see how this is going to affect your chart. And by the way, I don't really do people's charts when I'm doing my radio show because our time is limited. What I do is I do the reading, or I look at the planet straight from the ephemeroid. Okay, so it's a little bit different. But when you're professional, you can do that. Well, you know, you have your moon in Virgo. Do you know what degree your moon is at?
Offhand, I don't. My moon, do you know what degree is on it? I think it's 4 degrees,
it's
I think.
Very, okay, it's 4 degrees. So, right, you've
24.
Had that. Huh?
I think it's 24 degrees.
On the 27th,
I can pull it right up.
Yeah, I don't think on the 27th it's going to be that late. All right?
No, I can look it right up.
All right. So, well, I'm going to move on
sure.
to your Saturn, because your Saturn's at 2 degrees Capricorn, and you're going to be getting that Pluto energy, and your Pluto is at 3 degrees Virgo. So we've got that Pluto full moon eclipse thing going on here with your Saturn and your Pluto. So this is talking about transformation with career, business, work. Are you looking for a new job, wanting a new job, or having your ambitions have been a little bit thwarted? You haven't really been able to get past that glass ceiling or anything like that?
Actually, I'm retired. I'm just enjoying that.
So you have nothing that you want to work at?
Not as far as
yeah, so this is talking
career.
About, okay, well, maybe not work as you know it, but this is definitely talking about second career.
Oh, my career right now is trying to move.
Okay. Well, and remember, the eclipses don't necessarily happen right there in that month, okay? An eclipse foretells of an event, all right? So
okay.
It can happen. It foretells of an event, so and it can go, it goes out at least 3 months, all right? So as long as we have Saturn hovering at 2 degrees, it retrogrades at 0 degree in May, and then it's going to go up to 2 degrees probably in June. So all the way out to June, I would say there's going to be some kind of idea, some sort of new thing that gets your attention for a new career. And it doesn't have to be anything that you, like you say, go to work at, all right? But
okay.
Something that might an interest, a hobby that could turn into a second career for you.
Okay. My moon is 13 degrees in Virgo.
13 degrees. So that's a little bit too far away for the full moon eclipse. I think it's really hitting your Saturn and your Pluto. This is transforming energy, yet it's Earth energy. And again, because the sign of Capricorn rules business, it rules corporate things, and it can also mean, do you do some sort of investing or anything?
No, not right now.
Not right now. So these are things, and if they haven't happened right now, then the full moon eclipse is foretelling of these things.
Hmm.
All right? That's how they used to do it a long time ago. So these moon cycles would foretell of things. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you are listening to Terry Nason Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nason, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And give us a call, 888-345-3025. Don't let this moment pass you by. This is the full moon eclipse. It's happening right here, right now, as we're talking on the radio. And we have Nicole from Massachusetts. Hi, Nicole.